to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Let me throw a stat out at you. 78.54. Yeah, that's right, 78.54. And you're scratching your head thinking, okay, what is he talking about today? Well, 78.54 just happens to be, according to Google Research, the life expectancy of Americans. Now, they don't differentiate between whether or not you're male or female or what your ethnicity is or, you know, anything else that might have some kind of genetic factors that would impact that number. They just basically said, as of 2017, 78.54 years was the average life expectancy. So I'm going to ask you the question, how long do you think you're going to live? Now, it's a hard question to answer because none of us knows how long we're really going to live. We could blow that number away. We could make 78.54 seem like a minuscule number. I know people that are in their 90s that are living healthy, productive lives. Now, their ability to get around is maybe a little bit diminished. Some of the things that they used to do earlier in life are not necessarily available to them. In other words, they can't necessarily do some of the things at the age of 90 that maybe they could do at the age of 30. So there are some impacts. There are some trade-offs to living a long life. But how long are you going to live? See, I don't have a lot of statistics of my own, for my own personal situation. Both of my parents lived to the age of 75. They both passed away at the age of 75. Now, I'm sure there were things that impacted that age. I know my father suffered from some significant health issues from the age of 70 up until his passing at the age of 75. It diminished his life. It diminished his lifestyle. It diminished the things that he could do. So he made it to the age of 75 and he moved on. My mother, same thing. She had some health issues that impacted her starting around the age of 70, and they continued to progress until she left us at the age of 75. Now, there are things that they did in their life that may have had an impact on their health. Both of them smoked a lot, because way back when, smoking was cool. Nobody knew about the health effects of smoking. From my observation, I believe that the fact that they smoked for many years in their life had an impact on their health later on in their years. I know my mother had issues. She had COPD, which the doctors basically said was a result of her many, many, many years of smoking. They both drank. I'll be clear with you. They were both alcoholics. Eventually, somewhere along the line, they realized that they had a problem with alcohol, and they stopped drinking. But how much damage was done to their body by alcohol? I don't know. Had they not smoked, had they not drank, could they have lived longer? I don't know the answer to that question. I don't think anybody knows the answer to that question. That's one of the mysteries of life. See, doctors will make recommendations about things that you should do regarding your health. And some of us, you know, we listen to them and we react accordingly. Some of us, we just blow them off. And we go about doing things the way we're going to do things. So again, that number is 78.54. Are you going to make it? I don't know if I'm going to make it. I really don't. See, When I look at the age my parents passed away, I can make some assumptions based on the fact that I was born later, obviously, than they were. I did things differently in my life than they did. In other words, I valued health. I mean, I had a career in the military. I had no choice but to be in good physical shape. That was a requirement of the position. That was a requirement of the job. We don't know how long we're going to live. We don't. And we're all moving through life at a pace of day by day by day by day. We're all going towards the future. We just don't know what the future looks like. We can look to our past, and our past can give us some, maybe some indications as to what might happen in the future, but there's no guarantee. Let me throw out another stat for you. Here's one that comes from something called DQYDJ.com. I don't know what that stands for, but they basically assess that the average retirement age in the United States among living retirees was 59.88 years. The median living retiree left work at the age of 62, and the most common age to retire was 62 years of age. They go on to break these stats down. So the reason I'm bringing these things up is these are potential targets for you. These are potential goals for you to achieve. But what if I told you that you don't have to do things the way conventional wisdom is telling you to do things? What if you don't have to wait until the age of, say, 62 or 60 or 67 or whatever the age is to retire? What if you live longer than 78.54 years? These are all things you need to take into consideration. And what I'm talking about is I'm talking about our future and what our future is going to look like. When we come back, I'm going to throw out some more stats for you, and we're going to get into a discussion. If you'd like to call in, 855-497-4335.
Del Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Del, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. We're talking about statistics, and some of these statistics are, quite frankly, things that you need to embrace. You need to consider when you're thinking about your future. Now, when I'm talking about your future, I'm, of course, suggesting that you need to be concerned about your retirement, because all of us are engaged in a daily lifestyle that is trying to get us to a place of retirement, a place that is different than the current situation we're in. See, a lot of you are working very hard, and you're working very hard at something, and I get that. I've been there. I've done that. I know exactly what you're going through. And retirement is one of those things that we keep in the back of our minds, but we don't always put it on the front burner. So I'm suggesting that as we, you know, progress through the rest of this year, you start considering retirement as something that isn't necessarily on the back burner, but something that is more in front of your face, something that you address from time to time. Now, I know a lot of you are dropping money into 401ks. And you're dropping money into IRAs. And the reason you're doing it is because they have the potential to return better returns than if you just put the money into a normal savings account. But here's one of the things that happens to you. When you turn that money over, you're essentially giving up control of that money. You see, the government is telling you how, when you access that money, what the conditions will be when you go ahead and get that money. They've got little things called penalties in there. If you start taking the money out before a certain age, 59 and a half, you're going to be penalized 10% of everything you take out. Plus, they're going to tax you, because a lot of these investments, so-called investments that you're making, you put the money in and then it supposedly grows tax-free. And the concept is, if you can keep money growing tax-free and you're not paying taxes on the money, that gives you the potential for the money to grow faster. I don't think it works. I just don't think it works. There are very, very few people that make it to retirement that have enough money in those types of accounts that enables them to live off of them, even paying the taxes afterwards. That money is going to get taxed whether you take it out today or you take it out during your retirement years. And who knows, the tax rate may change. Right now, tax rates are pretty favorable. But what happens if, you know, let's say the government changes its philosophy. Let's say a different party takes over control of the United States. What if they have a mentality that you're not paying your fair share? Taxes could go up. That could have a significant impact on your future. Something definitely to think about and consider. Now, I'm a huge proponent of investing your money in real estate, because it is doing for me in retirement something that I could not do based on the traditional plans I was following. And the neat thing about real estate is that when you invest correctly, it's going to pay you monthly or quarterly, depending on the types of investments you're making, and you can use that money to offset your expenses. You can't do that in your 401k. You can't do it in your IRA. You can't do it in any of those other investments that are out there. It doesn't happen. Now, some of you will tell me, well, you know, there are stocks that pay dividends that, you know, would essentially pay you money. Well, how are you holding those stocks? Are they within IRAs? Are they within 401ks? If so, that money just goes right back in there. You don't get the opportunity to use that money unless you take a distribution. Oh, and when you take the distribution, taxes and maybe penalties apply. Curious, isn't it? Let me throw out some more stats for you. This is from the United States Census Bureau. This is basically an analysis that was conducted between 1970 and 2010. And the finding is this: 9 out of 10 Americans retire at or below poverty income levels. I didn't make that up. I got that from the government. It goes on to say this, and this is based on 2015 census data, that out of every 100 people to reach the age of 65, only 1% retires wealthy. 1% retires wealthy. 4% have adequate resources in the way of passive income to continue living the same lifestyle they have in retirement that they had while they were working. So 5% are doing okay. What about the other 95%? Well, 3% have to work until they die or they can no longer work. In which case, they're going to join the largest group of 63% that are dependent on friends, relatives, charity, and the government. Or the government, I should say. Or, you know, a combination of thereof. And here's the stat that really just makes my stomach churn. 29% will die. They die before they achieve retirement. So they go through their entire lives putting money into Social Security, putting money into whatever retirement plans that they're contributing to, if they're even contributing to those things. And they never, ever get the opportunity to enjoy the benefits of doing that. You got to change your philosophy. You've got to change what you're doing. You know, life gives you a reset button that you can push any day of the week. You can push it right now if you want to. What that reset button says is this, that you're going to change what you're doing going forward. See, it's your future. You can change the path that you're on. I did it. 50,000 members at Lifestyles Unlimited did it. You can do it too. I'll tell you what, I was listening to a replay of one of the Lifestyles Unlimited real estate investor radio shows that was hosted by Andy Webb. The gentleman that he interviewed on that show did it at the age of 33. I'll give you some more information about that gentleman when we come back from break. And by the way, if you'd like to call in, you can do so at 855-497-4335 or shoot me an email at askal@luinc.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. I'm hitting you with a bunch of stats, and it's causing me to feel concerned for you, to be honest with you. I know that in my younger days, retirement was, well, it was kind of a pipe dream. You know, it was just something that I was eventually going to get around to. You know, I remember my 20s. In my 20s, I was more interested in trying to get, you know, my career up and running. I was interested in women, to be honest with you. I like women. And I was interested in trying to find my future wife. And those were the things that were important to me. I was making decent money. I had money going into, well, a pension, money I never saw. It's something the government did for me. And, you know, I was told along the way, you're going to be fine. You do your 20 years in the military. You're going to get that pension. You're going to be just fine, just fine. And you know what? I believed everybody. I did. And I stayed true and I stayed focused on getting that pension. And, you know, you fast forward to the point where I was separated from the military because I hit my maximum time in the military based on my rank, based on the time that I had served. It was time for me to leave. So I left and I found myself trying to live off of a pension income that didn't meet or exceed my normal expenses. And what it caused me to do was to have to try and go back into the workforce. And I'll tell you what, it's not something I was very well prepared to do. And at my age, I found it difficult to penetrate that workforce. It took me a long time. Well, to be honest with you, it took me how many months? I don't know, something like up to 10 months. That's a long time to go without having the income stream that I was used to having to support my household. See, that pension only covered a certain percentage of what I had been making when I was working. And I found myself in a very difficult financial situation. And of course, in my mind, I was like, oh, you know, I'm talented. I'm good at what I do. I've got business degrees. I've got a wealth of experience. I was a logistician for a good portion of my career in the military. I've got transferable skills. And you know what I found? Nobody was interested. Nobody was really interested in me. So I had to figure out how to try and live off of that pension. And it wasn't working. I mean, I was, oh man, here, I'll just be honest with you. I had vehicles that I had owned free and clear. I owned them free and clear because, you know, I was following the Dave Ramsey mindset. Pay everything off. Pay everything you can pay off. Pay it all off. Pay it all off. So my credit cards were paid off. My vehicles were paid off. But those things didn't provide me any additional income. So every month, at the beginning of the month, when all my bills were coming due and I got my pension check, there was a big delta there. And no matter how hard I tried to reduce my expenses, I had obligations out there that couldn't be reduced. I mean, I couldn't go to my mortgage holder and say, hey, you know, check this out. I just retired from the military. I'm making one third of what I'm making. Would you mind cutting my mortgage payment in half? Yeah, it didn't happen. It wasn't even a reality. It wasn't a possibility for me. So I wound up taking what little savings I had and I consumed it. Because isn't that why you have that emergency fund? Isn't that why your financial planner tells you to save 6 months worth of savings in the uneventful circumstance that you are separated from your job for a period of time? Well, I never was able to amass 6 months worth of savings. I think maybe I had a month, month and a half at best. So what did I do? I looked to the vehicles that I owned. I had two options. I could sell them, take cash that way, or because we needed them. I mean, I needed a vehicle if I was going to go have a job, right? I took out title loans on those things. Yeah, all I did was increase my debt. Now, I got money that helped me for a short period of time, but that was money that had to be paid back with interest. Oh, by the way, I still hadn't found a job yet. So when that money ran out, I was looking through, you know, all these websites that are out there, you know, all these people that are advising you on how to, you know, weather that kind of storm. Cash advances on credit cards. That's what I did. Expensive money. And as I had maxed those credit cards out that I had zero balances on, I started to run out of money because I had not found employment yet. And fortunately for me, I finally found employment. But it was doing a job that I'll be honest with you, I was very overqualified to do. And I was working for people that, in my opinion, did not have the skill sets that I had. I would watch them flounder doing things, knowing that there was a better way to do things. But I was stuck. See, I'd been following advice and guidance that had been given to me throughout my life, throughout my military career. Those of you out there that, you know, are military retirees, you know the game plan. The game plan is you do your 20 plus years, you get your retirement check, and then you go back to work. And hopefully you can get yourself another government job, maybe in civil service, where you can, you know, get a paycheck and start building that second retirement. Because we all know that initial retirement is not enough. Now, some of you would say, well, Al, you didn't plan correctly. You should have listened to your financial planner. Oh, yeah. I had one of those. And if you listen to one of my previous shows, you'll know that the path that I followed got me nowhere. 2008 hit. It crushed me. It absolutely crushed me financially. I'm not going to go into the story, but it took all the wealth that I had and obliterated it. I was really back at square one. After many years of doing what my financial planner had told me to do, back at square one. Here's some more stats for you. According to Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies, the median savings by age in the United States is this, for retirement savings, that is. If you're an American in your 60s, you've got $172,000. If you're in your 50s, $117,000. Your 40s, $63,000. Your 30s, $45,000. Your 20s, $16,000. That's how much you've amassed. And then they go on, they basically say, you need to have much more money than that if you're going to effectively retire. So that whole process of stuffing money into a 401k or an IRA, I'm telling you, Listen to my warning. Consider me Paul Revere. It's not going to work. Listen to the stats I gave you earlier in the show. It's not going to work. You've got to change what you're doing. You've got to change the path you're on. And I'll tell you what, the path that I got on was real estate investing. It changed my entire outlook, completely rewrote my script. I was finally where I had intended to get. And I did it in less than 5 years. Back after this.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Walmsley, on the effective way to run a business.
There are people that run their businesses on a shoestring. If you own an apartment complex and you have no cash, that's not a very effective way to run a business. My businesses, each and every one of them, have cash savings. In other words, we can make no money or make very little money, we'd still survive. For those of you that haven't thought it through that far and you don't have any cash savings, let's get you in here and get you educated on how to save what you already own. The mom and pop businesses are going to take a major hit. If you've been running your business that way, you need to get into Lifestyles right now and learn how to operate your business the right way.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
So I owe you a piece of information. Last segment, I got a little passionate because I'm passionate about what I do. I'm passionate about helping you find the solutions that I found. But one of the things that I had promised to do for you last segment that I didn't do was to give you some additional information about a radio show episode that I heard that occurred on Father's Day. Now, this was an episode that Andy Webb, one of our other Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show hosts, did with one of our members by the name of Brant. It was very interesting to hear Brant's story. I mean, here's a young man that went to the Merchant Marine Academy, and as a result of that, spent some time going into the military, served in the Marine Corps. I think he said he did about 12 years, got out of the Marine Corps, and, you know, basically decided that he was going to start investing in real estate. And he, like me, you know, we know it all, right? So he started doing things on his own. He started going to the internet and doing his research. He started working extremely hard to try and invest in real estate. And, you know, he was successful. He got into a couple of single family deals. But along the way, he was told, I believe by his father, that he should listen to a radio show just like the one you're listening to right now. And in doing so, it opened up Brant's eyes. And he came to Lifestyles Unlimited, became a member, and went through the 2-day Financial Freedom Seminar. That is where we teach you how to completely do a paradigm shift from what you're doing right now into what we're doing so that you can secure retirement for yourself. And you can do it long before the age of 62. Or 58 or whatever numbers I threw out based on the information that I found on the internet. At the age of 33, he has retired himself. He went and he bought 10 single family properties and he learned how to operate those correctly. And then as those properties continued to give him equity capture and continue to give him the ability to take money out of those properties by refinancing them correctly, he was able to amass a bigger pile of money and then start investing in multifamily, which is what he's doing now. He's very successful. And he'll be the first one to tell you that if he had continued on the path that he was on, he probably was going to run into some roadblocks. I really want you to listen to that episode because it is an eye-opener. It really is. I don't care what your age is. I don't care if you're in your 30s. I don't care if you're in your 40s, your 50s, whatever. I think it's important to listen to how somebody was able to transition their life from doing what society tells us to do to doing what Del Walmsley tells us to do. And he's been just a major success doing it. He didn't reinvent the wheel or anything. He just followed the map that we lay out. So what you're going to need to do, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. And when you get there, there's a radio tab. If you see three little horizontal lines, it just means your browser's hiding the radio tab. Click on the three horizontal lines. It'll pop up. You'll see radio. Click on that, and you're going to see our archives of the Del Walmsley Radio Show and this show, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Go back to Father's Day and listen to that show. It's going to impact you in a very positive way. And more importantly, check this out. According to Gallup, they did a survey a while back of 1,020 Americans. Why 1,020? I don't know. But it returned this result. 54% of retirees say Social Security is a major source of their income. And about 34% of the current workers at that time expected Social Security to largely fund their retirement. If you're planning on having Social Security be your bedrock, you're going to have a difficult time in retirement. Here's another stat for you. And this comes from the Social Security Administration. $1,503 per month. That was the average Social Security benefit that was paid out per recipient in January of 2020. $1,503. So imagine trying to live off of $1,500. Now, there's the possibility to get more Social Security money. What's the trade-off? You work longer. You delay your benefits. You wait until the age of 70. Do you really want to wait until the age of 70? I went to the grocery store yesterday. I met an elderly woman. Her name is Doris. Very nice lady. She was bagging my groceries. She had her mask on. I had my mask on. And she was very nice, helped me to load my groceries, and I went out of the store. And I thought to myself this, she doesn't have enough money to live off of. She has to come to work at a grocery store, bagging groceries, to make ends meet. Is that what you want to do? Is that the plan you're on? And you're thinking, well, no, I'm throwing money into my 401k and my IRA. I gave you stats about that. You're not saving enough money. There's article after article out there that talk about how this current investment strategy isn't working. This plan that society is putting you on, it's going to fail you. Do you really want to find out at the age of 60 or 65 that what you've been doing all this time was going to fail you? I mean, that's exactly what I felt like at the age of 50 when I separated from the military. That the so-called pension I had, this thing that was going to take care of me in old age, couldn't meet my monthly requirements, and I had to go back to work. And to be honest with you, it didn't sit well with me, because in my mind, I wanted to be retired. I was physically retired, but I was not financially retired. And I really felt like a failure. And I wasn't sure what direction to go in. And I'll tell you, that 10 months between separating from the military and finding a job, that was very difficult. And I'm glad that's in the past. Because now, with what I have done, with the things that I have learned by following the Lifestyles Unlimited roadmap, I have income coming in because the investments I had made were incorrect. I had to dispose of certain assets that I still held to get the capital to reinvest that money correctly into real estate. And the real estate is doing better than I thought. Even through this whole mess that we're going through in the country with this virus, real estate is still performing the way it's supposed to perform. And it's not just any kind of real estate. It is residential in real estate. And it's not just any kind of residential real estate. It is specifically investments in single-family properties and multifamily communities. Those two things right there. Because everything else doesn't work as well as these do. That's why we do it. That's why we invest the way we do. What I'd like you to do is I would like you to make an informed decision. I would like you to spend a little bit of your time. I'm going to ask for an hour and a half of your time. That's all I want, an hour and a half. And what I want you to do is go to freeworkshoplivestream.com, freeworkshoplivestream.com. And what you're going to see is an opportunity to attend one of our virtual, it's a live event, but it's being broadcast through the internet to wherever you choose to be. And we're going to tell you how we do it. We're going to give you the fundamental information you need so that you can make an informed decision. And I think the informed decision is going to lead you to the fact that you need to become a member in our organization, because it's going to teach you a different path, a different roadmap than you're on. And that roadmap is successful in getting you retired in 5 years or less. So for those of you out there that are thinking, wow, I'm going to be working the next 20, 30, 40 years. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're only going to be working for 5 years. Because what you're doing isn't getting you to where you're trying to get to. It's not. Take it from me. I know. What I do know implicitly is that there is a reset button in your life and you can push it at any time. So I'm going to recommend you go ahead and push that reset button. Go to freeworkshoplivestream.com, freeworkshoplivestream.com. Get yourself registered for a free workshop and change your life. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.